العفاف والغنى يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى يا أرحم الراحمين. قال الله تعالى: أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب. صدق الله العظيم. There's a lot of echo. Is it this mic here? Or is it this one? This one?
So let's turn that one off and see if that's...
Is that better? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's better. Bismillah. Throughout the recitation today, Hafiz Sab, mashallah, he read beautifully Surah As-Sad. And in the surah that we were listening to, Surah As-Sad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats a theme, two or three themes that are repeated often throughout the entire Quran. And I think listening to this surah tonight was so timely. Because if we start the surah, what we see is the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's being reminded about how feeble, how weak, how insignificant the Quraysh are who are persecuting him. جُنْدٌ مَا هُنَالِكَ مَحْزُومٌ مِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ. جُنْدٌ مَا literally means like small group of whatever. جُنْدٌ مَا, a small group of people, nothing. مَحْزُومٌ مِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ. They're already destroyed amongst all of the other nations that were destroyed. Throughout the Quran, this theme is repeated a lot. The nation of Ad, Thamud, Qawm Salih, Qawm Lut. This is repeated over and over again. And you may think sometimes listening like, okay, I got it. Like they were destroyed. They were done with. And subhanAllah, prior to COVID, you know, it may be hard to fathom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrah. But subhanAllah, we ask Allah for afiyah. But we've literally been reminded of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's been 2 years almost now, subhanAllah. But you remember when it began, it was like, subhanAllah, within 2-3 days, the world is shut down. The power of Allah is amazing. So this theme, what theme? The theme of mentioning the nations that were destroyed. This comes a lot in the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And remember, Surah As-Sad is a Makki surah. What does that mean? It was revealed at the toughest time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life. Alayhi salatu wassalam. We're talking about the time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is doing sajda and the intestines of a camel are being thrown on his back sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're talking about the time when the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is leaving out of Ta'if and he's being rejected and kicked out of the city and pelted with stones, covered his feet, his ankles covered with blood. And he's being reminded at that time. جُنْدٌ مَا هُنَالِكَ مَحْزُومٌ مِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ. This is a small group. This Quraysh is a small group. So that's one theme that this surah begins with. One theme that this surah begins with is, don't be over-impressed with the might and powers of the world when they try to flex on you, yo. When the might and powers of the world try to flex on you, جُنْدٌ مَا هُنَالِكَ مَحْزُومٌ مِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ. And here's the thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees the picture, we see the pixel. Feel me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees the picture, we see the pixel. We see the pixel, subhanAllah. And we try to create judgments, we try to come to conclusions about the deen, about Allah, by a pixel. How much can you tell by a pixel, man? You can't tell much by a pixel. You need much more to get good picture, good understanding. The second theme in Surah As-Sad that the Qadi read, I didn't know he was reading this, man. I'm listening to it, I'm like, mind is blown. The next thing is the mention of the Anbiya. Now, what do we know about the Anbiya? What is one quality that all the anbiya share? Bala, difficulties, hardship, test beyond test beyond test. And there's a hadith that literally said, that says that the people who are the most severely tested are the anbiya, thumma al-amthal fal-amthal, then the people closest to them, closest to them, closest to them. You know, when we hear that hadith, we kind of like, I don't want to be too pious no more. Maybe I should just be average. Let me chill out a little bit. No, no, no. When you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the difficulty, you'll love the difficulty too. For the one who is in love and loves the struggle, everyone watching them is like, man, how do you do that? The one in it is, how could I not do it, man? That's what love does. How could I not do it? But everyone watching is like, how'd you do that? So what happens in this surah? We're reminded about Ayyub. Lost everything. Imagine all you have, your material possessions, and then your social capital is gone too. He loses everything. Now I have a question for you. Don't answer, just think. Was the help of Allah with Ayyub when he was laying on that beach, dejected and rejected by the people? When he lost everything, I ask, was the help of Allah with him? Think about it in your head. At that moment in time, was the help of Allah with him? Keep that in your mind. Let's go to another prophet, Ibrahim. This surah mentions Ibrahim. I ask you, the moment he was sitting in the catapult, about to be tossed into the fire, at that moment, just pause for a moment. Stop. You're a believer. You're watching it happen. You see him being placed in the catapult, and you're watching at that moment. I ask you a question. Is the help of Allah with him at that moment? Don't look at it from now. Hindsight is 20/20 vision. You looking back, you're like, yeah, I know how this story ends. No. You're there right now. This man has been calling to the oneness of Allah. Believe in Allah, believe in Allah. Everyone's mocking him. What are you talking about? Man, throw this man into the fire. Believe what I'm saying. Believe what I'm saying. Allah is with me. What do you mean Allah's with you? We're about to literally toss you into a fire, dude. Allah's with you? Think again. And here we are on the sideline, believers, watching. We haven't seen the sequel. We didn't see the next part of the movie. All we see is what's in front of us right now. I ask you a question. Is the help of Allah with Ibrahim at that moment right there? Don't answer it. Let's go to the next prophet, alayhi salatu wassalam. Our prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He left Makkah to go to Taif to give da'wah because he had no support in Makkah. He literally has no support left in Makkah. He goes to Taif, maybe I'll get some support from there. But he gets no support. In fact, he gets the exact opposite. You guys know the seerah. They get the children to kick him out of the city, throwing rocks at his ankles. Now, bad, that hurts, man. Rocks on the bone right there. I ask you a question. He's leaving the city. He's only with Zayd bin Haritha, his adopted son. That's all who's with him. Him and him, that's it. Zayd bin Haritha is protecting him as much as he can. Let me protect the Prophet as much as I can. What can one boy protect? You're watching this. This man is saying, believe in Allah, believe in Allah, believe in Allah. I am a Prophet of God. I am a Prophet of God. You're watching it. You haven't seen Fatih Mecca yet. See, all of us, we watch that part with Fatih Mecca in our mind. Oh, watch what's about to go down, yo. No, you're there live right at that moment. You don't know how it's going to end yet. I ask you, is the help of Allah with him at that moment? Is the help of Allah with the Prophet the moment he's going through that difficult? The moment that Ibrahim is being placed in the catapult, and the moment Ayyub is being dejected and kicked and rejected by the people, I ask you, is the help of Allah with him at that moment? Now answer the question. What's the answer to the question? Of course the help of Allah is with them. Of course the help of Allah is with them. We see the pixel. Allah sees the picture. had to talk about this tonight. Because we're seeing our brothers in Philistine. May Allah give them strength. May Allah alleviate them and take away oppression from them. The verse I just read is, أَمْ حَسِبَتُ مَنْ تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. Do you think that you're going to enter into Jannah? وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And you haven't gone through what the people before you have gone through. مَسَّتُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ. They were touched with hardships and difficulties. وَزُلْزِلُوا. And they were shaken up, man. Shaken up. Shaken up. See, when all you have in your mind is dunya, none of this makes sense, man. If in your mind success is dunya acquisition, none of this makes sense. But if you know there's a part two to life called hereafter, there's something called Jannah, there's something called hellfire, if you believe that, then it all starts to make sense. Then it all starts to make sense. And that's why your iman in the hereafter has to be strong. Strong. Or else none of this makes sense. The believers, we worship Allah, we pray, we fast, we give sadaqah, and then Allah allows all this to happen to us. You're looking at the pixel, man, trying to come to a conclusion. You need to back up, get some perspective. How do I back up? I'm a human being. Read the Quran. You're a human being. You're mortal. You're limited. You only live like 30 years, 20. Some of us 50, right? Your perspective is limited. Some of us are like, as long as I've been alive, the Philistine has always been oppressed. When is the help of God going to come? Yo, back up a bit, yo. Back up. How long did Noah give da'wah for? You're living with Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. He's calling you to the oneness of Allah. 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, 400 years, 500 years. They're mocking him. They're laughing at him. I ask you, is the help of Allah with him? قَالَ رَبِّنْ سُرْنِي بِمَا كَذَّبُونَ. Finally, he makes that dua. فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ. Allah says, we opened up one door from the heavens and all that water came down. That's it. Done. All of the laughter, all of the mockery, all of the funny tweets, gone. All of the making fun of the believers, done. Silence. Silence. Read the Quran. Allah even says the punishment comes so quick they don't even have a time to go back to their families. No time to go back to the family, say anything. Literally, that's subhanAllah what happened with COVID too. No time. The Quran literally says the punishment comes so quick, you don't even got time to text back home. All these years, Noah is giving da'wah, alayhi salatu wasalam. He's being mocked and ridiculed. You're living at that time. You don't know the flood's happening yet. You don't know. We're looking at it back, hindsight, 2020 vision. Is the help of Allah with Noah at that time, alayhi salatu wasalam, 100% sure the help of Allah is. Why do you understand it now? Because you get a bigger picture of what's going down. But when you're living in it, you're looking at the pixel. So, Mikael, how do I get a bigger picture? Well, you need the perspective that Allah gives you in the Quran. That's why we connect to the divine perspective. See, my perspective is limited because I've only lived on this planet for 50, 60 years. I've only studied the history of however little I can study. So my perspective is limited. It's mahdood. But when we open up the kalam, Allah, from the creator of time, Allah says, let me give you true perspective how to look at life, how to look at the world, how to look at difficulty. وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. The verse I started with, it ends, it says this, they were shaken up. Until what? Until what happened? يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. Till the prophets themselves reached the point and the people that believed, they said, when is the help of God coming? The moment they said that, Allah says, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. And that's what we need to leave thinking. أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Yes, See, Nasrullah is a jumla ismiya. It just means a nominative sentence. And a nominative with a noun, mubtada khabar, that's a noun. It's not a verbal sentence. And that's a form of taqeed or emphasis in Arabic language. So it's as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the most emphatic form, the help of God is near. The help of Allah is near. If you don't believe me, look at Noah, look at Abraham, look at Ayyub, look, turn the pages of history. What do you see? You see the help of Allah coming from the Anbiya. Okay, trust Allah then. Keep turning to Allah. Make dua to Allah, supplicate to Allah. Ask Allah to alleviate the suffering of our brothers in Palestine and China as well, and all over the world. Make dua. Now here's the crazy part. This surah, man, I was listening to him recite and I'm like, mind blown. What comes right after the mention of all these anbiya? Hada wa inna lil muttaqin la husna ma'ab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says hada. What does hada mean in Arabic? I mean, almost everybody kind of knows that, right? That's like if you sat in that first class, you're like, hada kitab. You're like, okay, I got hada. What is hada? It means like that, this, right? So after mentioning all the anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says hada. And there's a waqf there. You can stop there. Hada. Everything we've just said, right? And now look at the next thing. وَإِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ لَحُسْنَ مَعَابٍ. For the people of taqwa, there's this beautiful abode. And then the description of Jannah comes. So it's as if now, remember what I said, if you don't have iman in the akhirah, none of this suffering makes sense. None of the tribulations of believers make sense without akhirah. So Allah switches the topic and goes, hada, that's done now. Now look at this. وَإِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ لَحُسْنَ مَعَابٍ. Jannah is coming for you. And what's right after that? I'm going to wrap it up right now. What's right after that? هَذَا إِنَّ لِلْطَغِينَ لَشَرَّ مَعَابٍ. Jahannam. The very last verse of this surah that he just read says what? What was it? وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ نَبَأَهُ بَعْدَهِينَ. You'll know the end of the story after a little while. It's crazy. Yo, hold on. Did you guys get it? We just said, like, you don't got the whole picture, right? The very last verse says, وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ نَبَأَهُ بَعْدَهِينَ. After a little while, you'll see the conclusion of the story. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah, it's ajeeb, amazing, man. You think this is the end? This what they've done today is the end of the story? No. وَلَا تَعْلَمُنَّ نَبَأَهُ بَعْدَئِينَ. You'll see the conclusion soon, just wait. Ajeeb, SubhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to benefit in these nights of Ramadan. I saw an infographic where someone posted that 1 second of Laylatul Qadr is equal to 1 day, right? And 1 hour was like 58 days, or breaking down what time is in this Laylatul Qadr. And actually, you know, when we search for Laylatul Qadr, we're searching for barakah. Barakah means when something is small, but it's multiplied a lot. The quantitative is short, but the qualitative of it is massive. That's what barakah means. It's very little, but it's massive. And so search for that. Laylatul Qadr means we're searching for barakah in life. And I think after Ramadan, we can still take that idea after Ramadan too. Search for barakah, man. Look for barakah in time especially. Don't waste time. One of the biggest musibas of our time is the idle usage of time. It's a calamity, man. It's a major sickness. We can scroll, Shabab can scroll for like 2 hours straight, man. And the same finger that is used for scrolling is the same finger that used to be used for a subha. You feel me? The same movement almost as well. Same movement we used to use for a subha. SubhanAllah, 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 SubhanAllah. Now we just, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Let's get back to the ibadah, inshaAllah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our ibadah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate the suffering of our brothers in Palestine and all of the Muslims around the world. We ask Allah, Ya Allah, give them your help, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to remove them from under the grasp of the Zalimeen, Ya Allah. We ask you to make it easy for them, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Those of them who have passed, we ask you to give them Jannat al-Firdaus, Ya Allah, and give their family Sabr Jameer, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, Taqabbal minna a'malina saliha, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, Wa Salamun Alal Mursaleen, Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu.